Let's talk about another point, and that is that it looks like from the Megillah that Haman HaRasha got a new shtela. Gidla Melech is Haman Achad Varmeila and gave him a lot of prestige, but it looks like this was not a shtela that existed in the Malchus Paras, that he filled it with Haman. It looks like from the Megillah that it never existed, this role of a Tsar that's Lamayla from everybody's Kisei. And he sort of was machadish this role in his malchus. So, what we have to understand is why was it never necessary, this role? And for whatever reason it was never necessary, how did it become necessary right now? He's being machadish a new shtela in the malchus. The pasuk says a lot about the shtela. It says anything but a sheni lemelech. He never became really a viceroy. That lashon sheni stayed by Matre. Here it just says Vayosim is Kisay Mealkal Asarim. It says a lot of prestige about him. He gets the Tabasim, but he never is called the Shein Melech. So I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it seems like it was a new shtela that was more prestigious than anybody else in the Malchus. So in a sense, he was a Shein Eloi in terms of command, and we have to know what was the shtela and what was Mechayvet. Additionally, Chazal say that Haman declared himself a deity, which was the whole problem for Mordechai to bow down. Now, if you're not the king, you're second, you cannot declare yourself a deity. Ahasuerus never declared himself a deity because we don't find that Mordechai had a problem bowing down to him. His whole problem was bowing down to Haman. So Shema Amino, Ahasuerus did not have deity status. He had melech status. But we don't. So a guy in the malchus that's lower than the melech declares himself a deity is very, very dangerous. How does he get away with that? It's much, much worse than a Rebbe in a yeshiva putting himself on a kapata when the yeshiva is not wearing a kapata. And even that's not tolerated. You gotta have rishus from the yeshiva. Who's putting you on this kapata? What are you doing? I mean, he's declaring himself a deity when the melech himself is not that. And what's even more odd, that the melech is telling everybody to be mishtach with him. Now, that's also very odd. B'mokum to melech, nobody has any kavod. You're not allowed to be mechabit anybody else b'fnei melech. Al tizhad l'fnei melech. It was right in the chotz ha-melech state. B'chol avdei ha-melech asher b'shar ha-melech chayir mishtach v'nohaman, ki chen tzivu le-melech. It's unheard of. I mean, lo'im b'boi nochman do'am ha-melech chochom ho'i tzavadish, but even melech tippish, no tippish would do that either. Even by David HaMelech, if you referred to Yoav as Adoni, that was enough to send you to the front lines. You don't talk about anybody else's covenant in front of the Melech. Right? That's what I'm shooting. And here, the Melech himself, there's a cloud that the Melech is the right to be covered avodah, but that's only at a distance from him when that person is representing the Melech. But Lufnei HaMelech, the Melech is representing himself. So why is he allowing everyone to be mishtach with Haman and be mishtach with him? Something is not making sense in the storyline of the Megillah. And that tells us exactly what was happening over here. The new Misrad of Haman, the new Shtela that he got, was because there was a new problem. Up until they made the Mishnah, they thought that Klal Yisrael was going to be Nigal. So it's only a timely problem, having Klal Yisrael among them. But as soon as they decided that Klal Yisrael was not going to be Nigal, so now this is a permanent presence. Now they have to deal with the Jewish problem. Every state, every malchus that had Klal Yisrael Megalus, this was always a big portfolio, how to deal with the Jewish problem. How do we deal with this? The segment of people that we don't have interest in, and they're here, and they're a permanent presence now. So that's when he was mechadish, the role, and the shtela of Haman, with all the prestige given to him, that he should, it was his job, how to deal with the Jewish problem. And on the outside of his office, like, or on his beard that he wrote, that he wore, the name of his shtel, looks like from the Megillah, was called Seira HaYehudim. Because that's how the Megillah keeps referring to him. You know, Rabbi so-and-so, right? Hamabam does it Seira HaYehudim. You always refer to him with his prestige, with his shtel. So apparently on the outside of his office, and the plaque that sat on his desk, it said Seira HaYehudim. They were open about this is his job. Now, originally, it looks like that the Parsi Mahalach, how to deal with the Jewish problem, is very different than the Haman Mahalach, the Amaleki Mahalach. The Parasim Malach is all about assimilation, all about encouraging them to get close to you and making parties for them, making tzenis for ish, and giving them equal rights, and ultimately achieving the same aim of luchuv and achachidim migoy, but as their pitoy v'asasa, the way they did it in France, and the way it was done in America, the shmad is coming from them being mekarvim and being pleasant, and basically assimilation. The Amaleki way is lahash milah, just to kill, just to murder, genocide, and they have different mouth. So originally, when Haman got the shtela, the plan was that he's going to try the Parsim out. And he told Achashverosh that for that, I need to declare myself a deity and get them all to be mishtachva. That'll make them lose their religiosity. So he said, I need the kapata because I have to go raise money for the yeshiva. That's what he said. Oh, that's something else. Okay, sure. Call Abdi Amel B'Sham, he has no problem with that. As long as he's doing his job, this is doing the job. But then at one point, Haman says it's not working. There's one yid over there that it's just not going to happen. He's not being kareis, like Haman says, your malach, the Parsi malach, is not going to do it. Now join my malach. And that's when he's going with his malach, Allah Hashem, that's when he starts that. But this was all based on the ugly shtel that he received and that he wanted, and that was to be the Tzeira Yehudim, and Achashverosh had it also was the same saying as well, and he was also always concerned with his Jewish problem, especially from the time that it became a permanent presence, because they're not going to be Nigal Ladas Achashverosh, and that's what gave birth to this role and the different ways of how they can get together on doing it.